Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump and his Republican supporters in Congress are celebrating the passage of a U.S. tax overhaul. It's the first major legislative victory of Trump's presidency. The bill permanently slashes corporate taxes, temporarily cuts taxes paid by American wage and salary earners, and increases the U.S. national debt by at least $1 trillion over a decade. Democrats criticize the legislation as mortgaging America's future at home and abroad in order to pad the pockets of the wealthy. By contrast, Republicans jubilantly argued the tax cuts will rev up the economy and make American businesses more competitive at home and abroad. 8 Americans were among the 12 people killed in Mexico Tuesday after a tour bus carrying passengers from Royal Caribbean cruise ships crashed along a highway. 2 Swedes, 1 Canadian, and a tour guide were also among the dead. Local officials said excessive speed and driver negligence were to blame when the bus carrying 31 passengers flipped and struck a tree. The bus was traveling to Mayan ruins in the state of Quintana Roo, home to the popular resort city of Cancun. A U.S. federal court sentenced the Brooklyn resident to 15 years in prison on terrorism charges. Kazakhstan citizen Akrar Sadakmaktov was charged with conspiring to provide material support to a designated foreign terrorist organization, the Islamic State. He first expressed support for the Islamic State group in 2014. According to court filings, he was arrested in 2015. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's President Emmerson Mnangagwa on Wednesday vowed to ensure the rule of law, fight corruption, enact laws that attract investors, and conduct free and fair elections next year. But as correspondent Sebastian Mofu reports for VOA, the opposition says the country's new president and his government are no different from the old regime of Robert Mugabe.
President Mnangagwa pledged that Zimbabwe would unveil a, quote, robust, unquote, re-engagement policy and open up to foreign investment as he delivered his first State of the Nation address since taking office about a month ago. The president's remarks come as he prepares to head South Africa Thursday to meet with the potential investors. Mnangagwa also sought to reassure Zimbabweans about the integrity of elections expected in 2018.
My government is committed to entrenching a democratic society driven by respect for the Constitution, the rule of law, mutual tolerance, peace and unity. To this end, government will do all in its power to ensure that the 2018 harmonized general elections are credible, free and fair.
Sebastian Mofu for VOA News, Harare.
The Ugandan parliament has overwhelmingly voted to eliminate presidential age limits. That paves the way for one of Africa's longest serving leaders to rule until 2031. By a vote of 315-62, the lawmakers amended the Constitution to remove a measure that prevented anyone younger than 35 or older than 75 from holding the presidency. Under the current law, President Yoweri Museveni would not be eligible to run in the next presidential election in 2021. He's now 73. Saudi Arabia says it will keep Yemen's Houthi rebel-controlled port of Hodeidah open to humanitarian deliveries for 30 days, despite another rebel missile attack on Saudi territory. The Saudis also said 4 new cranes will be brought to the port to help unload any of ships that enter. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.